Okay.
Oh, baby, we're in here. The time to suck my dick is now.
It's time to suck dick at the Toyota Dick Sucking Event.
It's Toyota Dick Suckathon.
It's Toyota Dick Suckathon.
And here we are with hard-ass dicks.
Something sounds a little off here.
It sounds like there's an echo.
You got echo?
Maybe it's just the room?
No, it could be, let's see, where are you? That's down. It's off.
Nice.
I don't know what.
I think maybe the room?
No, it's the, it is the room. But it's also these are a little shitty.
Nice. The mics? My dick?
No, this just needs to be, bring the highs and mids up a bit. And then take some of that out. Okay, perfect.
We did it.
Sounds exactly the
same. It sounds maybe worse.
It sounds probably worse than it did before.
Whatever, man. Fuck
but
it.
Hey, you know, you want to feel like that. Actually, that helps a little bit.
That right there. Yeah, that does. That actually does help. Yeah. There we go.
All right. Well, we're first day in the cabin.
First day in the cabin, folks.
This is probably the fourth week of February 2022.
Oh, dude, if only. Don't tease me like that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, and you're going to be mad about it.
And guess what?
Yeah, but you're going to have to deal with it because we're going to make sure that the vacation episodes are the only ones that are good.
Yeah. And we've been doing our part so far with the ones in New York.
Yeah.
We've set those horrific, the bar so low that these will be better.
We're only going to come back to do like a Chapo style, like election coverage shows.
That will be awesome.
Where I dress up like Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
And I'm like, Pokemon Go. That would be so funny. And then like the 2028 election.
Yeah. To still be
just
doing.
Just be like, Pokemon Go.
Hillary's a dumb bitch.
Yeah, just like one person in the audience. It's Andrew Yang's daughter that's running to avenge his death. After Curtis Sliwa.
Slit his throat.
Yeah, choke slams him and throws him on a subway tracks.
Yep. Because his plan was to save him and show what a good guy he was.
Yeah.
But he fucked up.
There's no chance that Slimeball wins?
I don't think so. As cool, as funny as he is,
yeah,
he lives in a studio with his wife and like literally 12 cats.
You can't be a hat. Boop. You can't be a guy wearing a hat trying to be
mayor.
Did you see the video of him saying the mayoral debate where they're like, tell us one thing about you that people might be surprised by. And he was like, electronic dance music. I love it. He's like, when I come home from campaigning, I put it on to chill out. EDM.
Hell yeah. I saw Eric Adams give an interview about how he was getting pussy while he was the Brooklyn borough president.
Really?
Yeah.
From who?
He was just saying.
From the borough hoes?
He was saying when you're in a position of power, you get pussy.
Yeah.
And then I think, this might be fake, I don't know, but I'm gonna hope he said it.
Yeah, I hope he said that also. Oh, yeah. It was text. Oh. Yeah, you can't. I thought it was real, the Alec Baldwin, Donald Trump update.
It's not?
I don't think it is.
It's too good.
I've only seen one, like, from one person. The psycho killer, Alec Baldwin, has killed a woman.
Oh, no. I think he let one go today.
Oh, really?
Or, well, you guys are listening to this 1 month ago.
Yeah, about a month ago before we were all dead.
I believe so. Let me fucking find it here.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, folks, Adam, yeah. we were supposed to get to the cabin 2 hours and 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I was running a little late, but I texted everyone and I gave everyone the check-in.
Stop bought a television. Stop bought a television because there's no television in the cabin.
This is a very nice cabin, but they didn't have a TV, so, you know.
We don't expect you guys to go to your job and not be able to come home and watch some some tube.
What, I'm going to come here, I'm going to be here, record 14 or 15 podcasts and not watch television for 4 days.
We're doing. Everyone always complains that, you know, it's like we bitch and moan and we don't have a real job. We don't always like to work a real job. Well, guess what? We're doing 8-hour days, so 8 episodes a day. We have a real job now.
Be careful what you wish for, motherfuckers.
And we're going to be as good at podcasting as you are at fucking making spreadsheets.
There's probably going to be 1 hour that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Look who it is.
Look. Look who decided.
Look who decided to come podcast. Yeah.
And he brought coffees.
That's good. That's nice. Yeah.
Oh, 3 coffees, I see.
And one with milk, because I know my
That's awesome. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Do we have to pause this to give him a mic?
No, you don't. It's recording on the third channel.
Dude, you're a fucking, you're a genius.
Yeah.
All right, well, take your time.
Take your time.
Settle in.
Get settled. Adam has to get his vagina.
vagina.
His breasts.
His
clit. Mm-hmm. His pussy lips.
Oh, not his vagina something. His actual vagina.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was maybe his vagina.
No.
You know.
Yeah, he keeps his pussy in his car.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's his wife's car, too, that right. She drives.
Yeah.
Him. He rides.
She drove him here.
He rides in a baby seat.
Yeah.
With a dildo on
him. He's in a baby. Yeah, he's in a. Well, he's definitely in a baby dick seat.
Yeah, you're right. His dick,
rides in a baby seat. Yeah, he's up front, but his dick is in a little fucking. What are those called? Booster seats?
There's straps that come out of his asshole. Little straps that clip onto a baby seat that his dick sits in. And that's how he rides in the car. You hear that out there? You hear what we're saying about you?
Fuck. He's mad. Why is he so mad? I never get that. He's always mad when we do him without him. It's like, that's a gift.
Oh, God damn it.
You're the one who's get it. We should be mad at him.
It's so embarrassing. Oh, God damn it. Everyone's gonna think I'm fucking fat.
It's embarrassing.
Guys, seriously, guys. It makes me feel like I'm not like doing my job.
Goddamn.
It's just, I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I guess it doesn't matter.
How was the ride up, Adam?
Yeah, it took everyone that long to get here.
They sent me to LaGuardia and then they sent me back over the.
What do we got? What do we got there?
I'm going to get a snack.
I was just wondering what you got. I didn't, you know.
No, it was more than a snack. We made you dinner.
There's pierogies there.
And salad in there for you.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. This has got a little pig on there.
Bacon. What is it?
Bacon bakery.
Oh, the bacon bakery.
Yeah. B-A-K-I-N. So he got a big cookie.
Oh, it's fucking oatmeal raisin.
Oh. You know, sometimes I like an oatmeal raisin, but it's got to be flat.
I agree.
Can't be a big feller like this.
No, the big feller's got to be chocolate.
Oh, God damn it. I'm sitting at the wrong cookie. Now I'm going to get fucking emails from people calling me the cookie bitch.
I'm going to be the oatmeal faggot from now on.
You know people are going to show up at my house and call me the cookie bitch. All the time. Somebody yelled cookie oatmeal bitch at my dog.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, it's
the oatmeal raisin faggot strikes again.
Wait, weren't we? Did I think we were at the cabin last time. Well, who was the cheese faggot? What was the backstory behind him being the cheese faggot? Do you remember? But that was a great name.
It was literally this exact situation.
I think it was. What, he brought the wrong cheese or something? He brought like a shitty cheese.
I can't remember.
Oh, man.
It's up to the oatmeal raisin faggot to re-earn his title of cheese faggot by explaining how he got that one.
Yeah, he definitely remembers. He might pretend he doesn't, but he definitely. It's up to him if he tells us.
Yeah, I forgot how much
that
I enjoyed
it. Cheese faggot was really good.
Yeah. And it's fun to think about because it's like, what have I done since this year? Nothing.
No, absolutely nothing.
And that was probably the highlight. That was the high watermark, was cheese faggot. So I'm glad that
I can see you right now slicing pieces of cheese and being mad at him, though, still, while eating it. fuck.
No, maybe he ate the rest of...
Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah. But that was great, man.
Adam, what did you do that you became the cheese faggot again?
Do you remember why you got that name?
Why we were calling you cheese faggot?
Get a mic. Get the mic. Get the mic.
Get the mic. Plug it in. Look, all your shit's already right there.
Yeah, it was cute. When I came in here, dude, it was like the podcasting fairy came.
Use that one because the other ones are for Ian and Andy. That one is the one we...
Did you guys text Andy?
No.
No? We rubbed our dicks in the ear muffs.
Huh? Okay, well, just fucking...
No, they're not coming here tonight.
Are they?
I thought you said you had a movie job in New Hampshire.
Tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I thought he was coming tonight, tomorrow night.
Well, if you're listening at home, we got Adam Friedland here to explain the legend of the cheese family.
And we're trying to figure out if Andy is coming tonight or tomorrow. Ian and Eldis are coming Monday. Yeah. They're coming Monday and they're staying for the day, and they're leaving Tuesday whenever they feel like it. That'll be nice.
That's the best crew.
That's a great crew. I'm kind of jealous of that car ride. Oh, Eldis, yeah. Eldis and Ian together is a great combo.
Mm-hmm. You know Ian's going to try and just either pull his dick out or see someone else's dick while they're driving.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he'll be away from...
Yeah.
Because I think he's in a heterosexual...
Let me ask you something. You ever get roadhead?
I don't know. Maybe one time.
Do you ever feel like trying it out?
Okay. I guess.
And then he's playing a song. He's playing a song for 15 minutes. He's been thinking, I'm doing Cumtown next week. Time to find a song.
Time
to
figure out my sound cues. God, I hope he brings the slide whistle. I wonder what dumb shit he's going to do this.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I love that fucking idiot.
I know. He's great. Adam, what's the holdup, man?
You were taken for fucking ever. He forgot his vagina back in the car.
Oh, yeah. We forgot.
Yeah. Hold on. Check, check.
All yeah, right, cool. Sounds good, man.
What happened here? Did you just dent that?
No.
You immediately broke the microphone?
No, I didn't.
You did, though. It's fine.
Did you hear a slam?
I bought new mics because...
I do remember that. The day you bought the new mic, did drop a mic.
Well, he gets... We finished the show.
Adam, don't start. Do not have this attitude already.
Yeah.
He finishes
the show.
An eventful drive up.
He finishes the show, and he gets up and just lets everything drop off his body.
Yeah.
Like a woman covered in cum after a coitus.
Well, you got a woman covered in cum. She's got a scoop. Or you get her a towel if you're a gentleman.
I never get a towel.
You never get a towel?
No, I go bare hand. A swipe.
You swap her.
I smear her. Yeah.
You smear her?
I get a homeless guy to clean her off.
Lick her off?
Like the old window, the squeegee guys.
With newspaper?
Yeah.
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 Now you got to let me fuck you too, bitch. I'm like, but he's right.
It is. Those are the rules of the world.
Guys' rules.
Guys' rules.
Didn't you see the guys Xing sign on my bedroom wall?
That's what it is.
Yeah, guys crossing.
Your pussy.
And it's two guys.
Your pussy off the list.
It's two guys.
The pussies they fucked.
It's two guys holding. They're like standing like guards at attention. They're using their dicks to block a woman's access to a building that just says job. And these guys cross.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
And there's only one way to lift it up.
Yeah.
And you know what it is.
Jobs are for fellas and Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
A woman's place is being sexually assaulted by a homeless man.
Cleaning the cum off of her. I think we can all agree that's true.
Mm-hmm.
How do we like the house, guys?
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's really great.
Nice. I like this room a lot.
Yeah. This room's great. You're going to love your bedroom.
You guys are giving me the shitty bedroom. Okay.
No, it came. It's whoever got here first.
It's only
got
appropriate.
The best one, got
it's
the
only
second.
Appropriate. Yeah.
You're going to really like yours.
Well, yeah. Did you see it yet?
No, I haven't.
You also picked it. You booked this. So you should know what the bedrooms are.
Well, Stav and I booked it.
It was a team effort. I will say. Okay. It was a team effort.
All right.
You know?
Now,
but I did. I will admit, I thought there was more bedrooms.
Oh, your cookie! You want to tell everybody what kind of cookie you bought?
Come on, don't, because it's oatmeal raisin. It felt healthier.
The oatmeal raisin fact. I went to McDonald's. Right on cue.
You don't remember why you became the cheese faggot?
I have no recollection of that.
That's
that's kind of like an inverse feminist bookstore, because I feel like that was something that happened while I wasn't there.
No, no. Well, actually,
yeah, I think
maybe we're eating your cheese and it was bad.
Talking shit behind my back. Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe that is what happened.
Yeah, it was that day you were asleep.
Was it the morning episode?
We did it. It's very similar to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you started recording at like 7 a.m.
Listen, man, it's a fucking work trip. Yeah. We're not here to play around.
Sorry you stayed up too late playing Catan. Cheating at Catan.
That's right. You were a cheater.
I've got nothing. Stop. Why would you go after me? I have nothing.
The game is about bargaining and politics.
Yeah.
And so what if I'm good at that? Mm. So what if that comes naturally?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is true.
I'm not good at any games.
No, that's not true.
No, you play too much, actually.
I play too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I almost got in trouble.
I'm good at Trivial Pursuit, but that's because I have like most of the questions memorized.
Remember
smart.
Yeah.
Because you just played a bunch and then you remember all
You're
the
good games. At right. the 2003 version.
Yeah.
I'm good at the current version.
The current one.
I buy every new current
and
version.
And then you memorize.
Trivial How many Pursuit. Times does this shit come out?
Every year, I think.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, something they like update that. It.
Every
they
fucking updated. Year?
Dude, it's wild because you remember Trivial Pursuit as a kid and you go to play it again. You think it's all going to be questions about like Brezhnev and Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
And it's like Demi Lovato. Fucking,
oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, there's like...
Oh, I guess, yeah, you're right. As a kid, you just like played it at your rec center that was underfunded.
Right. Yeah, there's so one, like, you catch like a 1987.
Yeah, yeah. There's one of them in the one I have. There the question, the answer is it Felix Baumgartner?
I don't know. Oh, the Madison Baumgartner?
No, not Madison Baumgartner.
That's the baseball
Felix, yeah,
pitcher.
It's Felix,
Felix Baumgartner.
The guy that fucking like jumped out of a hot air balloon from space.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It was like headline news for a week in like 2014.
Yeah.
And like nobody remembers that.
I have no idea who the fuck that guy is.
Yeah, I only remember because his name was so stupid.
Right.
But that's in there. It's like, you know. It's like, who the fuck? That's like a question about like the man with the golden voice.
Oh, remember right. That
Chocolate
guy.
Chocolate Rain? Yeah.
No, it's a
I've been out
guy.
Here sucking dick for 30
sucking
years.
Sucking cock.
Oh, the homeless guy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you and welcome to me sucking cock for cocaine.
One of the most tragic stories.
Did they ever collab Chocolate Rain and him?
Huh?
Did they ever have a collab?
Let me ask you this. Why would they?
Because they both have beautiful voices.
Chocolate Rain's not even
YouTube.
Close to that guy's yeah. voice.
I think what? It's just you. You're
being
trying to
say
I'm racist. I saw, yeah, great.
Yeah,
you are.
Well, I didn't want to say it. You
okay.
said it.
I have a follow-up. Did they ever do anything with Barack Obama?
You have a diaper up. You have a diaper up your legs surrounding your penis and ass.
Adam, look, I don't want to see what's going on. I see the road we're about to go down.
I'm not.
Okay?
There's
fine. Blood in the water Nick yeah. can taste it. You're going to have to adjust your attitude or it's going to be the whole episode.
Why? Yeah. Since I
walked you're not doing a good job so far.
I walked in the door with three coffees.
And we're happy.
That I got
you.
In a local
thank
bakery.
You. And thank you.
But I didn't have, I don't have
listen,
a bad attitude at all.
One cookie.
I went to the general store to buy
you
a cigarette.
You ate. I called you when I was in town.
Just, listen, is a cookie a meal?
I called you in town.
Is
well,
a
I
cookie
just,
a meal?
You said we want to record pretty soon, so I got a cookie to get a little blood sugar going so we could eat afterwards.
It wouldn't have been a bad idea to bring three
Jesus
cookies.
Yeah.
I made pierogies in South.
We
I
have
made a
pierogies.
Full dinner.
I should have told you there was pierogies. I'm sorry.
That's
my bad.
I called you. I said I'm in town.
I
would have
gotten meat, but it was all frozen.
That's my bad. We'll go to the supermarket after this.
We can go to the
this.
Fancy supermarket. Yeah. Guido's.
We're going
to
do
oh,
this.
Guido's.
That's it, right?
Is it
we'll
open?
Do this. We'll do this one. Go to the supermarket.
Come back.
Come
do
back.
Do a post game.
Yeah.
What the supermarket was like.
Yeah.
Now we're about the supermarket.
Yeah. Folks, Paul Newman has got to be stopped. This guy, he's got 100 different types of salad dressing.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Chris Walken's got an opinion.
Yeah.
Taking shots.
I'll be at the stand all this week. I'm trying out stand-up comedy. After a recent rape accusation.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he get caught? Yeah. Did he get pivoned?
I'll be at
Lawrence Fishburne recently came out and said I fucked him in the ass.
on King of New York?
On the set of King of New York. And now I'm a stand-up comedian. Paul Newman, back to the bitch.
Back to him.
Back to the lifetime bitch, Paul Newman. Famously, I fucked his wife. A lot of people, did you know that, ma'am?
I didn't know that.
Ma'am, make eye contact with me, and I'll fuck you after the show.
If feel like you're not looking at me, but you're saying that in the direction of me.
I'm doing Gavin McInnes's podcast after this. Really good guy.
I've got a show on Compound Media.
You said you had an eventful drive up.
I wonder
here,
what Paul Newman's cum tastes like.
Okay, that's a nice, that's a good direction. Nah,
do you think his penis has a, it's got his face on it.
Right.
Uh-huh. But it's like a
what
dick.
What does it taste like?
It's like a dick version of Paul Newman.
It's like a dressing.
You think the
like
head is his dick?
Like how the Mexican salad dressing has a sombrero. Mm. There's a tattoo on Paul Newman's cock of his face. But the top of his head is a dick.
Yeah. Oh, I see, I see. It's not an effort to just be his face. It has to be a dick version of
it's
his face.
It's a dick version of his face.
On his
maybe it's on one of his balls. It. Maybe it's on one of his balls.
It says Newman's cum.
Newman's own cum.
Newman's own cum.
That's good. That's probably what it happens.
There's someone flashing a light at me from the back. Oh, that means stop. I'm new to comedy. I'm learning. But I get all the best spots at the club. Because I'm famous actor Christopher Walken.
Honestly, he would get every spot.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be,
he'd,
I would
probably be
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah, if he wanted to be.
Yeah. We've got a great show tonight.
Oh, he's hosting?
It's 9 former celebrities and a Canadian guy with a cocaine addiction. Who was so funny, he got kicked out of Toronto.
Oh, fuck.
Do they still have porn stars doing stand-up, or did that go away?
Oh, that's right. We also have a porn star.
I'm hoping to get head from her.
We have a woman that sucks so much dick, she looks like she has sunburn. Fucking woman. Woman has been fucked so many times.
Her epidermis has deteriorated. I'm gay.
Hi, I'm gay Christopher Walken. I'm Christopher Suckin.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And guess what I'm sucking?
A penis.
That's right.
A cock.
I'm wild.
Now, let's get back to your drive up here, Adam.
Oh, I almost got in trouble.
But what happened?
I kind of got in my car and drove away.
What happened?
I needed to piss the entire time I was trying to get out of the Bronx.
How second, did it, first
the
of all,
second I hit Westchester.
What time did you fucking leave? If you left...
I left at like 2.
No, you didn't.
No.
You're such
no
a
chance.
Why?
Because I left at like fucking 2:15.
Yeah, but you drive a race car, dude. You know I drive...
I left
like,
at the same
you know
time.
I'm like an old woman. You have a and also, you're you have, leaving from
you drive
Queens.
A, you drive a Benz.
That's like that's almost an hour closer.
But it like, didn't take me that long to get out of the Bronx.
So basically... Well, how much time we got?
Let's go.
So they pull me on 278, right? Yeah. And then Waze is trying to pull this ridiculous maneuver where I go on the LIE, and then I get off on an exit.
That makes me think about all the different ways I could fuck you in your mouth.
Yeah.
One fish.
The word Waze? The name of the app?
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I didn't know that.
But there's a Jewish woman interrupting the stand-up show right now.
I thought you got the light.
Yeah, this is me. I'm off stage. I'm in the audience.
Oh. You sat down and you're
this
saying this, though?
Yeah.
I'm saying this quietly to the person next to me.
Oh, fuck.
There's a Jewish woman complaining about traffic in the Bronx when she's supposed to be watching the show.
I'm on the stage.
We've got a Canadian guy who's screaming.
Sorry, this is my time. You know,
there's a Canadian guy screaming about basketball.
Yep.
And then after that, Jeremy Piven.
Pivs.
Yeah.
Pivs fucking did. Pivs did fucking Fat Tuesdays a couple times, brother.
What's his act like?
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good. It's definitely not half. Do you remember Entourage? Mm.
Yeah. Do you remember Lloyd? He was a homosexual Chinaman.
I said that already. I started watching Entourage. It's fucking good, dude.
It's the best show of all time.
I was on that show.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was one of the main guys.
I don't think you were, Chris.
Yeah.
I was.
Wait, were you Johnny Drama?
I was in that.
Or were you Turtle?
I was my character from True Romance.
The
mafioso.
The mob guy. So
Don Gito Corleone.
He's a scary character.
From True Romance.
But he was in the world. He was in the entertainment world.
I was in True Lies also. I was.
True movies.
I taught the pilots how to fly that plane that goes up. Mm-hmm. I invented that.
That's awesome, dude. Did you see Jamie Lee Curtis's tits?
I fucked her.
Wow. Is it true what they say about
her pussy being half penis?
It was when I was done with it.
You turned her pussy into half a dick?
Listen, Howard, thanks for having me.
Wow, Chris is.
They told me you gained a little bit of weight, but I think you look great. It's been years since I've been on the Howard Stern show, and you're the only guys that'll have me after I was accused of raping Lawrence Fishburne.
What do you say to these allegations?
I say he had it coming.
Oh, so you right, admit so you so fucked him?
It's kind of a tacit.
Was
acceptance.
It consensual?
In my mind, yes.
That's awesome. What did his asshole feel like?
I don't know.
Innocent.
Next question.
Did it innocent. Feel good?
You know what? I'll fucking when I'm ready to tell you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, you're on. You want to promote your stand up.
What do
comedy.
I? What am I? What am I? A UCB guy? That I should introduce a character. And somehow be able to answer the most easiest prompt.
Well, let me ask you this.
Without thinking about maybe getting some more of those pierogies. What are the pierogies? What are they, Jewish? What is that, Jewish?
I think it's Polish.
It's Polish.
Let's go around the audience. What's your name?
Adam.
Shut up. No. Bitch.
I thought I was on the stage.
What's your favorite, what's your favorite cookie, Christopher Walken?
Peanut butter cookie. Him.
Mark, let me answer that question with another question.
Okay.
Two guys walk into a bar.
Yeah.
The bartender says, "What kind of cookies do you guys want?"
Mm-hmm.
And the first guy says, "I'll have a chocolate chip cookie."
Mm.
And the second guy says, "I'll have an oatmeal raisin cookie."
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the bartender looks at them and he hands the chocolate chip cookie over and he says, "This is for you. But your friend's going to have to get out of here. This is a no fags bar."
It's pretty
That's
funny.
Really funny. It's not quite a question.
My question is, have you heard that one before?
I haven't.
A classic joke. I wrote that when I wrote the screenplay for Gran Torino.
You wrote that?
I wrote that movie. Originally, it was going to be me. And it was called "What's That Pussy Do, Dragon Lady?"
Mm. Oh wow!
And in my version, I fuck the girl,
the Hmong girl.
I catch her in my garage looking for pictures of my penis. I tell her, "Baby, why don't you take a look at the real thing?"
That's quite a spin on Gran Torino.
And it's called King of New York 2, Gran Torino.
I thought it was called "What's That Pussy Do, Dragon Lady?"
That was the name in China.
Oh, interesting.
They had to change it because the Chinese, they like being racist to a certain amount.
Right.
Yeah, you can't go too far.
Actually, you can. There isn't too far.
Right.
You can. There's no limit with them.
Right.
Well, but there's a scene in the movie with black guys, and they said that's no go.
Right.
They wanted a 4.5-hour epic of an old white man beating up Chinese people.
And getting
That's
pussy.
Okay.
Getting pussy from a... Well, how old was the girl?
I think a teenager.
There was an extra playing basketball in one of the shots. And they put our producer in jail and tortured him. They cut off his genitals and nailed it back to us.
Wow.
That is really fucking fucked up. But it sounds like a really interesting spin on the story.
I forgot even what I was saying.
That's okay, man.
I don't remember. That's all part of my one-man show, Chris, A Delicious Life, at the Stand Comedy Club.
That's awesome. I can't wait to get my tickets. Folks, go see Chris, A Delicious Life.
An American institution.
It's about how the joys of cooking got me through drug addiction and... furious bout of homosexuality that I cured with Christian baking.
Wow. That's awesome. What was the thing that made you not want cock the most?
Homemade Cinnabon.
And who were some of the guys you fucked in the ass or got fucked in the ass by?
Lawrence Fishburne. Magic Johnson.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Michael Winslow.
The guy that made sound effects? Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
You fucked Carlton? So you had a type, it sounds like.
The guy who played Jeffrey. Oh, the butler. I kind of made my way through that set.
Right.
Well, it was like
Phil
to me,
was gay, right?
To me, I would walk onto the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air set, and it was like going into an Old West cat house.
Right. Yeah.
I had my way with all of them.
Wow. Even the extras?
Even the extras. I left my boots on the entire time.
Did they throw jazz into your asshole like they were throwing them out the door?
They did. They did exactly that. I can still remember the taste of Uncle Phil's nipples. Like big chocolate covered strawberries.
Was it just the guys on the Fresh
Prince?
Yeah,
he's being gay.
In fact,
dude,
that was the path out. Is I started off gay, but Uncle Phil's body reminded me so much of dough.
Right.
Oh, that you went straight.
That I went.
I went
into baking.
Oh,
so in a,
sorry.
In, yeah, you.
I'm a little
sorry.
Slow.
Real quick, I don't mean to interrupt just the show, but did this Jewish woman pay a ticket to be in here?
No, jeez. I did not.
Ask these questions.
Thank you so much. As the proprietor of the stand, I'm very happy that you would do that, Chris.
Chris Italia. We're both named Chris. I asked him that. I said, that's cute. Maybe we should share a bedroom sometime. Right. As a joke.
As a joke, because you're past that now.
Now I'm banned from the stand for sexually assaulting Chris Italia.
Wow. You assaulted him.
That's an incredibly high bar.
They don't let me perform now anymore because I raped Chris Italia.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you wouldn't have done that because Chris is a, you know, didn't deserve to be raped, but...
Nor does anyone, really.
That's true. Yeah. Well, some, you know, sometimes. Mm.
Some people. Me and Seth Simons are in an open relationship.
I don't know who that is.
Sometimes you come in and, you know, you bring her the wrong cookie. I would say maybe that in that situation you deserve to be raped.
Mm-hmm.
That's spitballing.
It's a little bit overboard, if you ask me.
You know, so did you see that story this week that fucking, this is crazy, that Dr. Fauci was taking beagles and locking their heads in a cage with, like, some sort of, like, parasitic fly to eat their skin off and kill them?
To fix the virus?
I have no idea, but I saw that and I thought, that would be a perfect way if someone was late to a show.
Right.
Late to a podcast. Or maybe they talked out of turn.
Right.
There was a beagle box. You put their head in there.
Put their head in there, put a parasitic fly.
Parasitic flies. Fill it with the bot flies. So just...
Yeah.
You know, gum up his holes.
Yeah. That's, I think rape is better than
quite
that.
Quite scary.
Yeah.
If I had to choose between those two things, I probably would get raped.
I'd probably say murder is maybe the only thing worse.
Yeah. I agree with that. I don't know. Torture is worse than rape.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like I call him Dr. Slouchy.
Oh, yeah? You're anti-Fauci?
Because he can come lean on this cock.
I thought you were straight now.
I slip up sometimes. Listen, it's a pandemic.
You're right. We're still in the pandemic.
A hole is a hole.
I was straight until we all got locked inside.
Right.
And my computer got a gay porn virus on it. And so now
and
every
you
time
relapsed.
Every time I open a website, it's gay porn
every
this, gay porn that.
I mean, I heard that, Chris. I heard a lot of people said during
a lot
the pandemic,
of people,
they relapsed.
They went back on drugs.
Addicts. Yeah.
I started sucking cock again.
Yeah.
And beating off to the Matrix.
Yeah.
Oh, imagining.
Because Lawrence Fishburne.
Imagining that I was one of the wires being put into his body. I would imagine that my cock was the plug.
you were jacking in.
And my brain was teaching cum to him.
Wow.
As if it were karate.
Wow. And that would do. Now, did that have anything to do with your arousal, with the fact that you had in the past raped Lawrence Fishburne?
You know, I had forgotten about that until just now.
It makes a lot more sense.
Don't tell my parole officer. Wink, wink.
You're not allowed to beat off the gay? Well, to being gay?
If they found out I was masturbating to one of my rape victims.
Yeah, that's rude. That is just rude.
So you've been in jail for this?
Let's just say I'd have some more questions to answer with other questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael Winslow and Alfonso Ribeiro walk into a bar.
Yeah. Yes.
And the bartender Ah, who gives a shit?
Fuck. That's awesome. Well, it was really good to talk to Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's cool that he's doing the stand.
That he's doing the stand, bumping into him.
Mm. It's good to see someone working again, you know, for society's forgiving people's crimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people moving on with their
America's
lives.
The land of second chances.
Mm. That's what I say.
When does The Matrix 4 come out?
Mm. I don't know. I love the trailer.
I love using a public urinal, and I pull my cock out. And as I pull it out, I back up so other guys can see it in the bathroom. And I look at my penis and I put it in my hand and I say to it, may I have this dance?
And the guys around you, how do they respond usually?
Usually they walk away.
I don't like that.
But that's my move.
That's your move. Have you ever had sex through that?
It's never worked.
It's never worked.
Man, I have this dance. I hope maybe they'll think I'm talking to them.
But, right.
And they look over and I can say, no, clearly I was stalking my own penis.
But if you'd like a dance.
But since you mention it, may I answer your question with another question? Two guys walk into a bathroom.
One of them says.
And they're both gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the answer to your question is yes.
I would think at some point Christopher Walken, if he did that, would get his dick sucked by a man. But you're telling me that's never happened.
You're batting zero.
Listen, I'm not very good at it. There's a reason I went to jail for rape.
You're I'm bad still learning.
Oh, so what? You were learning to be gay, and you accidentally raped. That makes, you know what, that's what makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You were new to it late in life. You made a mistake. Mm. I'm learning. I keep accidentally raping.
Adam, how you doing over there?
I have the worst headache.
You still think about the 278?
No, I just
the major Deegan.
Well, I
you're lying.
Can you pass
He's
me
lying.
That water bottle?
He's a liar.
Well, no, I got off.
One man, one big lie. The traffic that everyone, all three of us left at the same time.
What time did you get here?
Me?
Yeah.
I got to this place at 4:13.
Well, yeah, but respect. You drive very fast.
That's true.
That is true. I got here.
Legally fast, some would say.
I texted you when I got here. I got here at 4:55.
And I got here at 6.
And I left at 2:15.
A child's penis, we open on
okay,
it.
Okay, we open on it.
In space. It's like 2001, but instead of the entire baby, it's just the baby's
it's
penis.
It's a baby penis.
And it's in
or
space.
Or it could be Adam's penis. I guess we can't tell.
It's Adam's penis, and the movie's called Adam's Penis.
So at first you think it's a baby's penis.
The movie Noah, and he's like, we need two of every animal. And he's going down the checklist, and... they've got all the animals, and the last one is gay guys.
Yeah.
And he can only find Adam.
Right.
How'd they make more gay guys if there was only one?
That sounds like a question for God.
Yeah, exactly.
And not...
They reproduce.
They reproduce
asexually, I suppose.
They pop out of a pussy. That's mm-hmm. That's their greatest talent.
Gay guys?
Just it's sort of like, you know how like a symbiote, like a parasite, will lay eggs inside of another animal.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what gay guys do
to society.
To society,
yeah.
It's like the xenomorphs.
Exactly. They implant their gay eggs.
Yeah.
In a woman's pussy.
There's a face hugger, but it just looks like a pair of butt cheeks and a hot pink thong.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
Wrapped like legs, just man's legs wrapped around.
You know, actually.
Just man's leg and the dick goes down the throat.
Yeah.
Just some bubble butt. Some like Brazilian hairy ass.
Yeah. But and the dick.
Just fucking land. It's just they're on that spaceship and they're like, we don't know how to get it off.
Yeah.
Lance Henriksen's the robot, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know who anyone's name is. You guys know guys' names.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Aliens.
I never saw any.
Is Lance Henriksen
what?
In Alien? In the first one, it's the guy who plays Frodo. Right?
Frodo.
Elijah Wood?
No, no, not Frodo. Bilbo.
Oh, it is Bilbo.
Bilbo.
Young Bilbo.
Is Bilbo the robot in Alien, and then Lance Henriksen is the robot in Aliens?
I don't remember, bro.
Yeah.
One, but you're right, one or the other.
Lance Henriksen is really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever suck his cock?
Pow.
You guys missed it, but Nick's face changed when he answered the question.
Let me tell
he
you
got
about
into
it.
Character.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was one night. It was on the set of Deer Hunter. I invited. It was me, Lance Henriksen, and Scott Glenn.
Mm.
And we took turns putting the gun in our assholes.
Right.
And we,
it was loaded with cum, though, right?
It was. That's exactly. And then I said, why don't we put this in the movie?
Right. Oh, so before there was no...
No, you know for real, though, that the Deer Hunter was originally just a movie about guys who play Russian roulette?
Really?
I thought it was a Vietnam movie where they took all that stuff.
No, they had to add all this other shit.
Really?
Yeah, because it was just some stupid movie about guys that play Russian roulette.
I thought it was the awesome
That's sick.
Movie.
Yeah, it was three guys, Lance Henriksen, Scott Glenn, and Chris Walken.
And they all played Russian roulette.
Yeah, they kissed and fucked each other.
Wow.
That sounds like a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that when I was young, and I was trying to like be like, I'm into movies.
Yeah, that's one of those ones you watch when you're like 13 or like, whatever.
Yeah, but I pretended to really like it.
Yeah, it's not good.
It was too much. It was too long.
Deer Hunter kind of sucks. I do like, though, there's very few movies that are shot in like Western PA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's it's such a it's
and that hall,
it's got
that
its own
like,
it's got
vibe.
Its own type of beauty.
It was not but it was like it was the kind of thing I couldn't really appreciate then. I was just pretending to like.
Yeah.
But I'm still that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With pussy especially.
Oh my God. You can't imagine how exhausting it gets.
Every day you're like, this is awesome.
This is interesting.
Damn, I smell bad.
Dude, we got showers. We got multiple showers.
I got a shower and take a nap.
I showered before I... That's why I was a little late. I was like, you know what? Shower before I go.
I haven't showered in days.
Respect, bro.
Yeah. I've been... might be having... might have to take some sleeping pills.
Really?
Yeah, before I lose my damn mind.
That would be so awesome. Yeah. We just fucking, this whole thing becomes.
It would be good. Because it starts off good.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's the problem with mania. Is it starts off and you're like, fucking.
Yeah, Christopher Walken.
I can't play piano, but imagine me playing.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. That kind of shit.
And then you, then you get one step closer to the edge.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm about to
Now
I'm about to break your back, Adam.
Bum, 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 bum. Nick's gonna fuck Adam. I want to suck your fucking dick, and my dick is fucking little small, and I'm about to bust. I'm about to fuck a man's gay ass.
Can we buy the license or the intellectual property rights of Bennigan's, the restaurant?
I think so.
Is it still a restaurant?
Yeah, but I would open it as a chain restaurant, but also as like a live podcast venue.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Live podcast. Bennigan's.
Yeah, and then I just book podcasts, and I find girl podcasts, and then I rip them the fuck off. So I give them like $500 to do it,
yeah.
And I'm charging... $100. I tell people that
studio
they
fees.
I tell people it's all live nude.
Yeah.
Girl podcast.
Yes.
The women may be nude. Mm-hmm. Warning, women may
Perhaps
be nude.
Might be nude.
It just doesn't happen.
No. I said maybe.
It's like the splash zone at SeaWorld.
Yeah. No refunds.
No refunds.
It's one step closer to suck a dick and I'm about to be gay.
Just like photoshopping like fucking just like Suba's head.
Yeah, you just find porn stars. You just take like comedians.
Yeah. Does Suba have a podcast? I'm trying to think of the most like...
It wouldn't even be
like... I'm not a conservative, but like just, you know...
Like someone who doesn't...
Just professional.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Someone who doesn't even do jokes about dating.
Right. Because I don't know. Yeah, it couldn't be guys we fucked. That would be too easy.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Because I'm one step closer to my dick, and it looks pretty small. I'm looking at my fucking dick, and it doesn't look that fucking big, and I'm about to cry.
Are you guys,
my dick
think
is smaller
these,
than I remember.
You think these woods are scary where we are right now?
No.
Maybe if you're, you know, a race that stands in opposition to the spiritual world.
What does that mean?
Maybe if ethnically speaking, you're an enemy of nature.
How's that manifest?
Some of us
in fear.
Yeah, some of us are in synchronicity with the forest.
I mean, look, I'm not a big woods guy, but we're not in the fucking woods.
It was really pretty, and then when the sun went down, it got kind of scary.
It's not scary, dude. It's fucking calm and peaceful.
I love the
shit.
Woods, too.
At night?
We're not that deep into the fucking woods.
I feel pretty deep. For me, I feel deep.
I'm, you know.
I love the sound of the wind and the trees.
That's the scariest part.
No, that's the best part.
No, because you're safe here, yeah?
Owls and
they
shit.
They said they got raspberry trees and we could have some.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the trick. That's the trick. They breed the raspberry trees that have fucking GHB in them.
Oh, so they come from Reapers.
Yeah. Try the
So this nice family that we're... This nice straight, might I add,
Enjoy
family.
Enjoy the house. Try the raspberries. There's a raspberry bush in the back. Make sure that a fat Jewish woman tries them first, also.
Fuck, dude.
I'll try them first.
You're supposed to rent a Lamborghini and bring it up here. What happened to that? Remember we talked about that? Remember he said you're going to find an exotic car rental place and bring a Lamborghini up here?
I forgot.
For me to trash.
Do you like the TV I bought, Adam?
Yeah, dude. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Incredibly clutch move on Stossman.
We got to have a TV.
What brand is it?
Insignia.
I think it's
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
Because it's Italian.
Insignia.
Is it? I thought it was like Insignia.
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 Is it?
Yeah.
Insignia.
Yeah.
I just got the fucking... You know, cheapest 55 inch or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Just something to tide us over for a couple days. We got to watch Knicks Bulls, you know what I'm saying?
It's a big one tonight.
Yeah.
What time, at 8?
I think it's at 8.
Yeah.
I think it's at 8. I think they put it at the same time as my inches that my dick is.
Mm. 55 inches?
No, 8.
I hog the TV and watch Bar Rescue. Like, I got to find out what happens. They're fixing the bar. I don't know if it's going to be better or worse, but it's definitely one of the two.
I love his concepts are so retarded half the time.
They're awful.
But, you know, the man made money. Is he like a bar
Taffer?
Owner? Yeah, what's Taffer's
I don't understand
deal?
What his qualifications were for that show.
I think
an expert in bars.
He just has a handful of suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yelling.
And a neck pussy.
Yeah.
That would be nice to rub your dick on, his little goitle.
Yeah, he seems like just a guy that cheats on his wife in Atlantic City.
Taffer?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't
seem... He got a second show called The Marriage Rescue.
He seems kind of sexless
really?
To me in a way.
Where he yells at couples having problems. Because he was so good at fixing bars, then they were
now
like marriages.
Now he can fix marriages. Mm-hmm. Let's see what John Taffer's up to. Let's read his Wikipedia for the last 12 minutes.
He lives in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking hot.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks like a fish.
Let me suck your pussy, baby.
Let me suck your pussy.
Let me suck your pussy.
Let me suck your
I want to suck a black guy's penis.
I
want to
suck on to his dick.
We were doing that early before.
Let me suck his fucking car.
Penis. Taffer was born in Great Neck, New York, which is what I get, not where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's one of my
Russian
boys.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, he worked at Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood, and then he performed as a drummer in a live band.
I guess I don't really remember what he looks like. He looks like he has Down syndrome.
Does he?
Kind of.
His eyes are really little.
He looks very leathery, right?
You're going to tell me this is not...
And kind of wet.
This is not a person... This is not a Down syndrome
I see.
Person.
Yeah, that I mean, from that angle, it's tough. It looks pretty tough. So, look, I'm not on TikTok, but Instagram has started basically just stealing TikToks and putting them on.
It's Candy Rescue with John Taffer. There's not enough peanut butter. They got to put more... You want?
Oh man! In that picture,
in this picture, he really looks. Yeah, he looks.
It's supposed to melt in your mouth, not in your hand. And it melted in my hand. John later found out it was because he was gripping the candy too hard. That was on me.
That was on me.
Sometimes I jumped a gun. I'm a tough student, but an even tougher lover. Whatever that means.
We're not sure. I saw a couple with Down syndrome that was like ripped. Ooh, and they were like dancing. Yeah.
A girl
and a guy. They were in great shape.
Wow.
They were dancing.
Where were they dancing? Where did you see them dancing?
It's TikTok, you know. Or it's on Instagram Reels or whatever the fuck.
Swole mates.
It was cute, man.
Swole apes. Mm-hmm. Swole.
It was really fucking cute. Yep.
Mongoloids.
They were taking
mongoloids.
There you go.
Yeah, they were on mongoloids.
Yeah, slole mates. Slole. There's
something. There's something there, dude.
You got to get in there. That's where you get John Taffer on Down Syndrome Rescue to come to.
Yep.
Yeah. Coming up on Sun Rescue, I don't know if I can do with anything with him. He has Down syndrome. And that's the end of the episode.
It's over.
Coming up next, their foster kid keeps fucking their cat on Sun Rescue.
That would be hard to do, man.
Yeah.
Cats are too fucking... You couldn't fuck a cat.
Yeah.
You think you could fuck a cat, Adam?
No.
You're not a cat guy, though, are you?
I can't stand them.
Can't stand them.
I can't stand getting brains.
Is it just because the cat you had in D.C. was a horrible cat?
No, they just make me allergic.
Oh, right. You're allergic.
I think they're rude.
You're allergic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cat sucked.
None of them liked me.
The cat you had was a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, that cat was not very cool.
No, he fucking swiped at everybody and he like hissed.
Yeah.
The John Taffer podcast, is that on Gas Digital?
Nah, Lewis can't afford him, dude.
Well, who's the guy? He's got Bo Deedle.
I think he had Bo Deedle for like 3 episodes.
That's very funny.
And also, like, I believe D from Twisted Sister was on it for a sec, but
D.
I don't
Snyder.
Know.
Christopher Walken has his own show on there.
Is that so?
Called Chris's Victims, where he brings on guys like Michael Winslow. He's like, Michael, remember me?
Does he, like, apologize?
And Michael Winslow's like, boo. Paper. I do not want to be here.
So he's kind of stealing the guys we fucked formula, but with rapes.
Right.
Guys I raped with Christopher Walken.
Well, we had an awkward time, didn't we? I don't think it was fun for either one of us. Coming up on Guys I Fucked with Chris Walken. Do you really believe that's air you're breathing right now? The smash hit The Matrix was released in 1999. The critical and audience acclaim. My next guest is one of the first guys I raped in Hollywood.
Well, I used to know him as Larry.
Yeah. Sir Larry Fishburne, Order of the British Empire. Thank you for joining us. Now, you were knighted recently. How did that happen? Have you fucked any of the princes?
Any of those gods with the big hats?
Yeah. Prince Andrew, I one time as a prank, I sucked his dick through a curtain because he thought a 4-year-old was on the other side. And that's when I was really getting into magic.
Sleight of hand.
Well, David Blaine tricked me one time, and I said, never again. And so I went around. I had a cape I would, bring over my face like Dracula.
Right.
And I would forcibly suck guys' cocks.
But the cape was covering your face?
And then I would pull it away, and I'd go, surprise. Surprise, you're gay.
Who did they think was on the other side? A woman?
A child.
Oh, right?
Whatever the preference was.
Right.
I had a deck of cards, and I would lay it out flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have them pick a card. And I would say, now, you take the card, and we're both going to close our eyes. And they would close their eyes, but I would secretly open my eyes.
And then what would you do?
I'd get on a stool and I'd undo my pants and I'd pull my cock out and I'd say, okay, now put the card back in the deck. And I'd say, but you can't touch the deck. You have to just do it with the card.
Right.
And they would keep feeling for the inside of the deck, but they would move the card on top and below my penis. And I'd say, just keep trying. You're going to get it. But keep your eyes closed. It's important you don't see where it goes into the deck. My eyes are closed also, by the way. As you recall from my promise initially.
So you could just sort of get jacked off by a guy with holding a card?
And at a certain point, I would ejaculate all over
there. That would do it for you?
And they called me the card bastard of great men.
Wow.
And that's how I met John Taffer.
That's crazy. You were
he was a young
great
man
neck.
Back then, just a young guy with Down syndrome. And I nutted on his face, and it slicked his hair back, and people said,
wow.
What is this, a businessman?
Wow.
Wow.
So because John Taffer jacked you off with a card with the three of clubs. Now.
Yeah, back in those days, I went by David Brain.
Before David Blaine, when you knew David Blaine was, he went by David Brain.
He was the original.
My magic trick was either I
sucked suck the guy's dick, or he jacked you out with a card, and you went by David Brain. That's awesome.
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah.
So this must have been because John Taffer moved.
It was in a period of time in the United States that people lovingly refer to now as the horny 60s.
Right, right.
As the summer of fucking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense. He was about 16.
That was
me? In 1969. No, John Taffer.
I was born in 1917.
Right. Right, 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 right. Yep. Yeah, this must have been before 1972 because that's when John Taffer left Great Neck. So.
Oh. He went to L.A.?
He went to L.A.
With big dreams.
With big dreams.
Rock dreams.
Rock and roll fucking dreams, that's brother. Sick. That's really... Yeah, you're a really good magician, Chris.
Thank you.
It's impressive you can even get someone to ejaculate just with a touching a playing card to your penis.
And how long?
It really depended on the card. If it was a two of clubs, we'd be standing there for hours.
Oh.
But if it was, you know, a joker or the ace of spades.
Not the gayest cards. If they were gay cards. So someone would just stand there, take your word for it. No one would peek ever, or that never happened?
No, never. One time, it was a police officer. Luckily, that man died in 9/11.
You're doing this
his secrets.
You said you were doing this in the 60s.
A lot of people forget 9/11 also happened in the 60s.
Right.
Go back. Oh, look. You'll find a single picture from the 1960s with the Twin Towers in it.
That's a good point.
It's because they were demolished.
Right.
Via Muslim airplane.
I didn't. Yeah, but just shit. Back then, shit just rolled off your back.
It did.
You didn't have to. No one had to make a big thing about it. You know,
people weren't just airing their grievances all day long.
Well, you know,
on the internet.
Yeah, they would do it, but they would do it through movies about, like, you know, a pimp that has to solve a mystery.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's when black people knew their
place. Okay, Chris.
Chris, all right. I think that's your time.
They're not all.
All right, Chris. Save it for the stand.
I didn't realize you were racist.
Save it for the stand, buddy.
But now it kind of makes sense you are racist because you only rape black men.
Yeah, you did.
It does kind of make sense.
The only people we've heard you had any sexual contact with.
It was before all this rap garbage.
Black men, Prince Andrew, and John Taffer.
Now it's all this music. Fuck this, bitch, that. It used to be a guy with a big fuzzy hat driving a Cadillac in the and he would solve a crime in Harlem.
Right. That's where when men were men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adam, where the fuck do you think you're going?
So go see Christopher Walken, A Delicious Life at the stand.
Mm-hmm.
If him and Chris Italia can reconcile after he raped him.
Oh, that might be the only Caucasian that he has.
Well,
right.
Well,
you know,
Prince Andrew,
he's Italian.
I don't know
if he's necessarily a white man.
Right, because you remember from
Italians, they have the asshole of a black. I know that's that I know for sure.
And it was just a deleted scene from True Romance.
It's from Joe Dirt.
Oh, from Joe Dirt.
That's Joe Dirt's namesake, is how he gets it. He's got a black asshole.
I didn't know
a
that.
A dirty asshole.
I've never seen Joe Dirt. Were you in that?
I was not only was I in it, I would watch it constantly. It was on every afternoon on Comedy Central.
I remember.
Back when I worked at a gas station.
After Joe Dirt came out? Yeah. I wonder if you're going senile, Chris, no, because your timeline is really jumping all over.
When
the
I was
place,
in high school, I would watch Joe Dirt on Comedy Central. I was working at a gas Maryland station at the time. Yeah. And I'd watch Joe Dirt. And that's why I learned how to talk like this. And I said, this is my ticket out of this place. This and rape.
The two
combined. I'm going to charm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to charm sound effect black guys with a cool voice.
Right.
And then we're going to be in love.
Did you?
Oh, you thought you were going to be in love.
I was in love with all of them. That was my main defense in court.
And you passed the lie detector test every time.
Yes. I brought my own lie detector.
Did you make it yourself or you bought it?
I cobbled it together from old VCRs.
Right. That's really fucking cool, Chris.
How much fucking time?
Perfect time to check because it's over.
Oh, baby.
Do I hit this one?
You sure do. The stop button.